Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All righty, good morning. 6:34, it's Brock. No Hunter today. All by myself. Don't want to be who by myself anymore. So lonely. What? Let's do rock news. That was weird.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Dave Grohl was backed by an all-star lineup for the live debut of his 23-minute instrumental track, Play, at Warren Hayes Christmas Jam Saturday night in Asheville, North Carolina. The band included Grohl's Them Crooked Vultures bandmates, Alan Johannes on guitar, Chris Chaney of Jane's Addiction on bass, Greg Kirsten on keyboards, and Barrett Jones, who produced the first Foo Fighters album, on guitar. So a hell of a lineup there, and 23-minute instrumental. To hell. I think the only other song I know that long is that long on top of it is maybe Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly. Iron Butterfly, I know, that's a little Simpsons joke. Anyway, Altitudes and Attitude, the band with Anthrax bassist Frank Bello and Megadeth bassist Dave Ellefson, have released another track from their debut album, Get It Out. Late is at all streaming services now. I recommend you check it out. I was listening to that over the weekend, and whoo, it's nice. It's very nice. Well, Greta Van Fleet led the Rock Pack with nominations for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. That's right. The Michigan Quartet grabbed 4 nods, including Best New Artist, Best Rock Album for From the Fires, which was considered really a double EP. But either way, Best Rock Song for Black Smoke Rising and Best Rock Performance for Highway Tune. Man, what a start for that band. 4 nominations, and you know what? They got a really good chance to bring home a couple of them. I'm not trying to jinx it, but when you look at what they've brought to the table the year that they've had, man, they got a really good chance at coming home with some trophies, which is very exciting. Actually, on Friday, Greta Van Fleet thanked their fans for the support that gave them the 4 nominations. The group issued a statement that says, quote, "We are also very honored and humbled to have been nominated for a Grammy Award and so appreciative for the love and support we get from our fans because we do what we do for them. All of the wonderful things that have happened to us over this past year, including these nominations, is because of our fans, the Peaceful Army." Greta also announced that they will donate $1 from every ticket to the band's 3 sold-out shows at the Fox Theater in Detroit on December 27th, 29th, and 30th to the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation in the name of their fan club. What a year for a group of super talented, fine young men. And congratulations, guys. That's your rock news. We'll be back.